celebrating Rosicrucian Park's 90th anniversary. Introduction. There are special places in the world, places that, because of their location or the ambiance surrounding them, are recognized by many people as unique, high energy, and evoking of a special consciousness for those who visit. Often these special places have become even more imbued with extraordinary vibrations and energies because of the unusual feelings and expectations brought by their visitors. One such place is located in a beautiful valley in California. For 90 years, members of the Rosicrucian Order Amorc have held a special place in their hearts for a one-block-sized garden located in California's Santa Clara Valley. This beautiful place is known as Rosicrucian Park. It is a collection of Egyptian-style buildings set among tranquil and unique gardens. When H. Spencer Lewis established Rosicrucian Park in this valley, local people affectionately called the area the Valley of Heart's Delight. Nature is the master architect, the creator of moods, and the mixer of elements to fashion her design. Beautiful Santa Clara Valley, California, is a product of nature's glorious handiwork. Majestic forests look down upon this beautiful valley, and in her bounteousness grow abundant fruits, vegetables, and wines that find their way to tables of every land. And from the midst of these harmonious surroundings, there reaches out another far-reaching influence. It is an institution of culture and wisdom that has helped to benefit and shape the destiny of millions of men and women. Hundreds of thousands of people annually wend their way to this place known as Rosicrucian Park. Across the mists of time, through centuries of the rise and fall of civilizations, certain individuals, the philosophers, artists, builders, healers, teachers, and leaders, the lights of humanity, have carried forward civilization and learning and refinement in the face of immense adversity, ignorance, and superstition. Over countless generations, in good times and in not so good times, these individuals have carried forward the great work begun so long ago in the mystery schools of Egypt. These are the master architects of civilization, and many of them, down through the ages, have been affiliated with the Order Rosicrucis, because the Rosicrucian Order has always been associated with the advancement of civilization and the unfoldment of consciousness. Like master architects, they plan and then they build. H. Spencer Lewis, the founder and first imperator of the Rosicrucian Order in the present cycle of the Order's activity, was such an individual who dreamed the dream of Rosicrucian Park, and then, through his vision, hard work, and constant effort, and with the cooperation and help of countless other Rosicrucians, made that dream come true. More than 90 years ago, H. Spencer Lewis had a dream. He visualized the establishment of beautiful Rosicrucian Park in San Jose, California, as the headquarters for the Rosicrucian Order Amorc. He envisioned the park with its authentic Egyptian-style buildings and splendid gardens as the spiritual home for Rosicrucians throughout the world. From the very beginning, he referred to this special place as Rosicrucian Park, even when the first headquarters had consisted of only one building in a city lot at the edge of town. And when a skeptical member of the order asked, "Why do you call this small lot Rosicrucian Park?" H. Spencer Lewis, in his customarily positive manner, answered, "Because that is the way I see it will be in the future." The 90 years since that time have proven his vision to be true, and on the material, physical level, Rosicrucian Park has grown to encompass most of a large city block, while on the immaterial, spiritual level, Rosicrucian Park is revered and has inspired millions of seekers throughout the world to find a higher path through life. Today, Rosicrucian Park annually attracts hundreds of thousands of guests from all over the world, and the park is the destination of many Rosicrucian travelers worldwide. The park's outstanding Rosicrucian Egyptian Museum is recognized worldwide for its important collection of artifacts, its magnificent ancient Egyptian architecture, and its contributions to Egyptology. All this was dreamed, planned, and envisioned by H. Spencer Lewis. The park's beautiful and inspiring Rosicrucian Temple, with its authentic Egyptian temple architecture and murals, is venerated by Rosicrucians worldwide and has served as the model for other Rosicrucian temples built in other nations such as Brazil, Nigeria, and Mexico. Again, this temple was visualized and planned by H. Spencer Lewis, although its eventual construction was carried out a decade after his transition. And Rosicrucian Park's beautiful Rosicrucian Peace Garden, dedicated in 2004, serves as a sanctuary of peace profound and inspires Rosicrucians worldwide to work toward the higher ideals of peace and harmony among all peoples. Worthy ideals that H. Spencer Lewis had constantly put forth in his speeches and writings. But how did Rosicrucian Park come about? How did the dream become manifest? What is its story? You will learn that and more in this special issue of the Rosicrucian Digest, celebrating Rosicrucian Park's 90th anniversary.